Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Felicia, floor supervisor. How may I help you?
Hi, Felicia. My bank notified me today that they declined a charge to the company, and a previous one just went through the other day, and it's not anything I've authorized.
What's your zip code?
Zip code is 54016.
And your first and last name?
Last name is Schrock, S-C-H-R-O-C-K.
Can you verify your address for me?
414 Norwood Drive, Hudson, Wisconsin.
Okay, I see where you completed a survey, which could have been with Costco, Amazon, maybe Walmart, and you had the Vite watch mailed to you, where you paid the shipping cost for $5.97 initially.
Yeah, I got the original receipt. Yep, it's grand total $24.97.
So, yes, you had the watch and the earbuds mailed out, and it looks like your trial ended, and once the trial ends, the fulfillment center bills you the regular retail cost of that, which you paid the $69.97, and I do see the decline transaction for the earbuds for $64.97.
No, I did not agree to that. I've got the original invoice. There's nothing about that on there.
Did you review the terms and condition when you placed the order?
I did, and I have it in front of me.
Okay, so if you do not return the earbuds and the watch back within your trial period, then once that trial ends, sir, you are at that time billed the regular retail cost for those two products that were sent out to you.
Okay, wait,
you only paid the shipping and handling when you initially placed the order.
Yeah, $24.97 is a lot for shipping and handling. The order that I have said I just paid for that. And again, I mean, if we need to go to court, whatever, but I am disputing that. And so
yes, you can contact us back with
your
bank on the line with
and
you,
so,
sir.
Of course, I'm giving you a call, and I will let the bank know that you informed me of your end of it, and I will tell them that I informed you of mine that I did not authorize this. So
yes, you can call back with your bank on the line with you, and I'd be more than happy to provide them a copy of those terms and conditions and try and get this rectified for you.
This is a charge that I did not authorize. I have the original agreement in front of me.
If you go back online and review the terms?
It was for filling out the postal survey, which I did, and as a thank you, here it is for whatever the dollar amount was, and so got screen prints of all that. So that's fine. I don't want to argue with you. I'm just going to call the bank up and said that, you presented your side, I presented my side. So, we'll let the bank decide.
We'll be more than happy to speak with your bank, sir, and we'll explain the terms and try and get this rectified. But I will go ahead and cancel all future orders going forward so there is nothing else billed or shipped to your home address.
Yeah, I'm sorry, what was your first name again? I'm Jim. What was your first name?
Felicia, F-E-L-I-C-I-A.
Okay, Felicia. We're not going to do on the phone because it'll go nowhere. I'll just let the bank know that we had the conversation because that's what I'm supposed to do by law. And then we'll go from there.
Okay, and again, we look forward to speaking back with you and bank for further assistance, Mr. Jim. Is there anything else that I can do for you, sir?
No. Thank you, Felicia.
You're quite welcome, and thanks for calling customer care. You have a good night.
Bye-bye.